just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah?
Is it true we're going to be talking all about Infinity Wars?
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers everywhere!
Endgame, here we come!
No.
We're not talking about
that. We're not talking about that.
Even though it made $1.2 billion in the first weekend out, biggest opening ever.
Which means most people have seen it.
See, perfect. Let's go ahead and talk about it.
No, I still think we're too close to the release date to put out spoilers.
That's completely true. It's going to be impossible to talk about.
Yeah, you kind of have to wait for like a month or two before you can do Endgame spoilers.
Plus, we haven't even seen it, so.
Really? Because what was that 3 hours we sat in the movie theater?
Oh my gosh, y'all, I was there with my groceries. I was there.
We bought the biggest popcorn possible.
It was great. Anyway.
But no, we're not going to talk about Endgame today.
Not at all.
We're going to talk about plussing up this show.
Oh, this show?
We're going to pluss it up.
We already did.
We're gonna Disney Plus it.
Let's talk about Disney Plus.
So just recently, we've talked about in the past how Disney has tossed out the idea that they're going to do their own streaming service a la Netflix, right?
To compete with Hulu, which they already own.
Which they own, yeah. And they finally gave us some real information on it. Okay. So I figured it'd be a good idea to kind of discuss what's going on with Disney Plus?
Yeah, I heard them talk about it on the nightly news of all places, but I don't know anything. I didn't hear them specifically talk about anything else.
Oh, okay.
Just that more announcements were made. So tell me all about it.
So they announced that it will be available starting November 12th of this year.
Oh, fantastic. Just in time for Thanksgiving.
It's really soon, honestly. Yeah. I was expecting it to be a little further out than that. And it's only going to cost $7 a month.
Wow.
Which, in fairness, is the same price as one of our patches.
It's true.
Per month, if you're part of our monthly patch club. So
we just need one more subscriber to pay.
Yeah. So if you subscribe now, you'll be paying for our Disney Plus.
That would be great.
But Disney, I mean, our patch business is doing great, and we have lots of great subscribers. But Disney expects that they'll have 60 to 90 million subscribers by the year 2024.
Oh, hot dang.
That's a lot of people.
60 to 90 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
And for them to justify those numbers, they have to have some pretty big plans in place, I would think.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of big talk.
Well, Spotify just announced today that they've crossed over the 100 million mark today.
Oh, good for Spotify.
So, yeah, good for them.
They stole my money. I don't like them. But that's a story for another day.
Right? They really did actually steal your money.
They did.
Those jerks.
Much
like Disney when we go to Disney.
Except we willingly give them money. So this is what I found interesting. The first year that they're going to be operating,
okay,
they're offering 10 brand new original films.
Oh, wow.
And 25 brand new original series that are going to be on their broadcast stuff.
Okay, interesting.
Which is a lot. And they're
That's
saying
a lot of original content.
Yeah, they're saying that some of their movies are costing in the millions of dollars to make.
Sure.
So can
you do anything for less than $1 million if you're Disney nowadays?
Yeah. But they were comparing it to some of the earlier seasons of Game of Thrones, which I'm not watching, but yeah. I know that they've had some really good production quality on their show. So
okay,
it should be comparable, I guess, is the idea.
Hopefully so. Yeah, because that would be my concern about it, is that we currently have Freeform and Disney Channel, whatever.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it to save my life.
No, like, and I don't seek it out to watch much. I mean, sometimes they do like weekends where it's just movie after movie that I don't mind
Freeform,
watching.
Yeah, Freeform, so that's kind of fun.
But yeah, in general, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, it's pretty tween heavy, which you would think I'm a huge fan of, but I'm not actually a huge
what?
Tween films.
Are you telling me you've aged out of the tween film genre? Inconceivable.
Well, I only listen to two things. I either watch 13-year-old movies or CNN. Those are like the only two things that I watch.
Those both sound terribly boring.
Don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Welcome to my life.
But before we get to all those original things, they're also saying that they will have every episode of The Simpsons that ever aired.
Oh, because they own Fox now.
They own Fox now. They will have all Star Wars movies that they've
wow.
put out. They'll have all of Pixar's movies that they've ever put out. And they're also putting Fox movies out there like Titanic, Avatar, Alien, Sound of Music. Like,
right.
All of those things will be running on there also.
Wow. That's crazy. I can't believe that. Like, I was completely shocked. I think I heard somewhere, though, that they said that they were going to have 100% of their whole library on there.
I think I told you that. Yeah, because they said, oh, we're going to have everything on there. And they are saying that there's going to be, like, 500 movies
wow.
available, which is huh. great.
Great.
Right?
Now I don't have to keep downloading them so that we can continue our series.
Right? Let's just wait until November to start watching movies again. Right?
Pound it out that way.
So you would think that this would... It sounds super, super successful. Like, they have no chance of failing when it comes to this stuff, right?
You would think so.
But there was an analyst that came out talking about the cost of production and yada, yada, yada. And they are saying that this service could potentially lose Disney $1.8 billion annually for the foreseeable future.
Really? How expensive does it cost to run this thing?
They've put a lot of money into it.
Obviously.
Yeah. They a little less famously, have invested enough money to become the controlling shareholder of a streaming company. So they've basically bought out an entire company to build their streaming system.
Huh.
Which you kind of have to, you know, like, you don't have to buy one out, but for Disney, they have to have control of everything.
Yeah, so obviously they would.
They're not going to be like, sure, we'll just let anybody run our system, you know?
Yeah.
So they have to be in charge. And they said if you add the losses that they're currently getting from Hulu and ESPN Plus, which they both...
They still are losing money?
They would lose $3.8 billion this year and next year.
Wow.
So I say this a lot. I'm always saying, I wish Disney would take some risks. They make enough money to take some risks. Why aren't they taking more risks?
Yeah.
And then you find out that this risk, quote unquote, that they're taking is losing them $3.8 billion for the next 2 years at least. It's like, oh, maybe they're just taking risks in areas that I'm not
paying
as much attention to.
I can't believe that Hulu still loses money.
Right?
At what point do you give up on it? I guess they're just getting started now.
Is it still considered new?
A new startup 10 years later? I don't know how long Hulu's been around. It feels like it's been...
Well,
how
long has Uber been losing money and they're still running? So.
Completely true. Amazon, I think, just barely breaks even.
Oof.
Now.
I think that is really... I don't know whether to say good for Disney or, gosh, Disney, you really are taking a big hit to try to get your nose into this business.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people were saying that it could potentially kill off a lot of other streaming services.
I bet that's completely their goal.
So I'm guessing Netflix is sweating right now.
You think so?
Well, because really, Netflix has some original series, 100%, that people go there specifically for. But half the stuff that's on their site right now is Fox and Disney.
Yeah.
And Marvel.
Yeah.
So when Disney pulls all that, what are they going to have?
That's a great question. Would we stick around with Netflix after that?
I mean, I like some things on Netflix, but I'm not sure that it's enough to keep me.
Yeah, we rarely watch anything on there.
Yeah, like, I watched Stranger Things. I thought that was a good series, and they have a new one coming out and stuff. As a matter of fact, I think the new Stranger Things comes out fairly soon. But
let's hope, for their sake, I hope it does.
Right. So, I mean, I wonder if these other companies... I guess I don't really know one other than Netflix. But I'm sure there are other companies that are streaming that are less popular even that are going, oh,
there's like Sling, right? That's a one.
Is it?
Somebody told me the other day that their Sling subscription cost them $50 a month.
Oh, gosh. Whatever that is, it's not worth it.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, what have you added to your account that's made it to be such a... $50? Like, because that's more than... That's half our internet bill, basically, you know? Right. Like, that's what we pay for regular TV and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Very interesting. All of the internet TV sites.
Right.
Very interesting. That's crazy. And I guess I would really hope that their new original content is actually something of quality. Because that's the problem that I think Netflix suffers from as well, is that when you do go to watch them, not only are they just poorly put together and their storylines are awful, but they're just kind of unwatchable for a large portion of the movies.
It's very hit or miss with a lot of their stuff. Like, Stranger Things obviously really took off.
Yeah,
House of Cards took off. A big deal.
It was.
And, you know, people have their favorites on there, but it's very much like, oh, this is great, or why is this on here? This is not worth watching.
Well, and I think that some of those bigger movies cost them like $100 million an episode or something. No, I'm sorry. Take that number back. That's way too big.
$100 million?
I can't even pretend like that's a real number, so I'm taking it back.
Well, speaking of original content, they did put out quite a few teasers as to what's going to be on Disney Plus.
The logo looks really cool. I've seen it.
That's the one thing I haven't seen. How does it look?
Like, it's Disney with a plus symbol.
Well, they're consistent.
Right?
You can't...
It's very modern.
Yeah, they... Not reaching too far out of the box with that one, I guess.
Of course not.
I didn't write this one down. They, of course, have a Star Wars spinoff on the channel. It's going to be, I believe, a series-type show.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're doing that. But they're also doing live-action remakes for their Disney Plus.
No, really?
Because that's what they do now. You know my feeling on those. But they're doing live-action remakes of Lady and the Tramp and Sword in the Stone that will be available on Disney+.
That's
going
to be kind of fun. I want to see... what was the first one?
Lady and the Tramp. I tried to make you watch the actual one forever ago, and you promptly fell asleep. So I'm sure it would be very shocking for you to watch. But everyone loves an animal movie, right?
Of course. And especially the little puppies.
Yeah.
And they fall in love, and they go... I think I did see that one, and she's all prop and prompt. She's all very proper, right?
Ish, yeah.
Okay, I'll watch it again.
I'm sure you've seen enough of it that you would recognize it, you know.
But a good Disney movie is worth watching 4 or 5 times at least.
Sure. And Sword in the Stone, obviously. I actually really like Sword in the Stone.
Yeah.
It's not one of their more popular animated films. But they didn't give any real details about, like, casting or anything as of yet. But that's planning on coming out. They're doing a movie called Togo, which is a movie about a sled dog. I don't know what that is. That's just the description they gave.
We love puppies.
I love a good dog. And a new movie called Noelle, with Anna Kendrick playing Santa Claus's daughter.
Hmm.
I seem to remember seeing...
You said movie, right?
Movie. Yeah, okay. I remember seeing clips about that a while back. So, meh.
They
sound like made-for-TV movies to me, personally.
Sadly.
But...
She's the new Valerie Bertinelli. Anna Kendrick.
Wow, way to pull out that old reference.
We just saw her on the Food Channel. She's looking great.
She does look
I'm
good.
Just saying.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And then Marvel's, of course, showing up. They're doing a Loki series with Tom Hiddleston coming back to play Loki again, which is impressive.
That's fun.
That's Thor's brother for Steve, since he doesn't know who I'm talking about.
Thank you.
Scarlet Witch, Elizabeth Olsen, is reprising her role as Scarlet Witch. Steve, that's the lady that can throw red things out of her hands.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure sad that I have to explain this to you. We literally just saw Endgame. So, but she, Elizabeth Olsen, is reprising her role as the Scarlet Witch. And then they're also doing some semblance of a Captain America show. Okay. They didn't give details on that one yet, though. So, something on Captain America. They're also doing spin-offs of movies that they've had already.
No wonder this is going to lose them so much money.
Right?
But Jiminy crickets.
You have to give people a reason to sign up.
It's true.
Right? So they're doing spin-offs of High School Musical and Monsters, Inc., apparently, on the channel.
Is Monsters, Inc. going to be animated, do you think?
I would think it would have to be.
Oh, I would love an animated series of Monsters, Inc.
I wonder if they would do it before or after the Laugh and Scream.
I'm hoping after. Of course, I think after. I'm tired of prequels.
Oh, well, that's true.
You know nobody dies. Just kidding.
It's true. So, lots and lots and lots of scripted things.
And content and whatnot, yeah.
And then they have 10 unscripted shows that are coming to the channel.
So, is this a first for them?
I think so. They're doing like one called Be Our Chef, which is obviously like a cooking competition.
Okay.
And then they teased one called Encore.
Be our chef. Our service to the test.
One called Encore, which I think we saw a glimpse of on TV a little while ago. It's where they bring casts of High School Musicals together and ask them to perform something that they performed in high school.
We did see that, and it's with the most adorable, what's her name? Annabelle? No. Bell? You know who I'm talking
Kristen
about.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. She's so cute.
I don't know if she's hosting on the channel also.
She best be.
But it sounds like an interesting idea. You know? The one we saw, like you said, had Kristen Bell in it, and they brought back an Into the Woods cast and made them just do like the first act.
To me, that really did feel like a test series type of a thing. And so I hope that she sticks on and does it. It would give it a good amount of legitimacy.
Right.
So I would love it.
So for $7 a month, that's a lot of content.
We're absolutely signing up for it without question.
Perfect. Wow, that was going to be my next question. I was going to be like, would you say yes to that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have to say yes, right?
I mean, it's what we do for a living, right?
So you're required to.
Have to be up on things. So I maybe like.
I guess another question is going to be is like, how are you going to receive the service? You know, I wonder if there's going to be like a Disney Plus stick like Hulu has and stuff, right?
Right.
No, that's not true at all because we have like the Roku and then we have like a Fire Stick and stuff, right?
I'm wondering if you may have to get a newer version of like a Roku or a Fire Stick or whatever running to get it to work.
I wonder. And then I mean, it's very interesting if they're going to get into the hardware side of things as well. And if they do, if they maybe would have Hulu included it with it as well, because now they're a 60% shareholder in Hulu.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to do what they can to push Comcast out of the other 30%.
Oh, for sure.
As quickly as they possibly can, if they can, or they'll just make Disney Plus so competitive. So that would be very interesting to me to see how that works into things, like how you're actually going to receive the service.
Yeah. And if they are going to do their own peripheral, are they going to make the remote super fun?
Like
a magic wand or something?
That would be absolutely fantastic.
It would be fun.
Start making money off the hardware that way. And they did announce that the Glow with the Show ears that came out, and they are now up to version 3.
Yeah.
And those are designed in a way to like correspond with live programming.
Right.
And so I would imagine that hopefully that this is a direction that they're headed in, and that maybe like your Glow with the Show stuff might start working with your hardware that way as well. And
if they keep selling it, I have yet to see it in the parks recently, but
that's a great point too.
Yeah, I would love it if
all the lost good ideas of Disney.
I would love it if they had like a, I don't know, even like a music video channel or something on there where like you could put on your Glow with the Show ears and it would play Let It Go and do a light show with your,
don't even tease me. You know, I would be just this would be my entire Friday night.
We turn off all the lights, put on our ears, and sit in front of the TV.
Oh, I love it. I totally...
This is your... since you've moved out of the tween movie section, now you've turned
this
into...
This is how they're getting me back in.
The elderly light show, I guess.
It's my leftover raver days. Yeah. Right there. That's what Glow the Show gives me. And it's much easier when you just do it from the comfort of your own home. You know, you don't
that
get
is the laziest rave I've ever heard of.
But with Disney, when they had the Infinity stuff, right? Disney Infinity, right? That was hardware that was being built.
True.
Right?
Yeah, they built the platform and things.
They're not completely... it's not a brand new type of a thing for them.
No, Disney has been known to put out things. They have like a whole toy section and they have a tech section.
They do.
You know, so it's possible... I mean, it's possible that they could tie it to your Magic Band and you could use your Magic Band to...
That would be fun.
...do things.
And of course, I mean, obviously, if I could figure out a way that if they do tie it in with all the new Google stuff that we're so fond of nowadays, that would be fun as well. That would make me happy is if it was Google as their platform.
Enabled to that too.
That would be fantastic. Oh, so, it's a fun new world.
It's a lot of stuff to try to get to work together, though. I think we should just be grateful if it works at all.
At all.
Beginning, you know.
Based on their app.
It's a day. That's the danger, though, with starting anything new technologically, is that you run a very real risk that it's just not going to work.
Completely true. And that's the problem that, I guess one of the big problems I have is that an initial startup cost investment to get into something like that, Google's have already really kind of put the price point at like $35 for a lot of stuff. And so I think that would be something that we'd be willing to do. But if it gets to be like $100, $150, $200 for the device, then there's, I don't think so. Because we did that with the Fire Stick and the Fire, I can't even find it anymore. I don't even know where we put that thing.
Well, that's part of a move too. You just lose things.
No, we found it. And I looked at it and said, what is this? And why did we buy it? That's actually shady. True story. True story, y'all.
And we've talked about getting a new Roku, too, so...
Ooh, we're fancy.
Maybe we'll wait till November to get a new Roku to see if it helps. But, it's like I always say, you can plus your business, too, for the low, low price of $1.8 billion. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app, and if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.